Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. In my determined search to find breakthroughs or connections between meanings and actions in favor of the ocean and conservation, I've looked often to religious doctrines as a source for corresponding ethos. After all, the great religions all have water origin stories, key instructions, and incorporated ritual that celebrate the fundamental relationship between deity and believer, between doctrine and a behavior, between instruction and action as an affirmation of life practice and divinity. As both religion and science agree that water is essential to life, one might conclude that there was a powerful opportunity for unification there. And as life is supported essentially in all aspects by the availability and integrity of water, one might also conclude that logic would prevail and conservation of water would be a highest priority. But then there is paradox, defined as a statement or proposition that, despite apparently sound reasoning, leads to a conclusion that seems senseless, logically unacceptable, or self-contradictory. In other words, an idea that seems obvious on the surface becomes paradoxical when it does not lead to a reasoned conclusion, but rather loses its meaning through the negation of an opposing force and is rendered useless. It's like an idea frozen in time, full of significance, without application. As I look for answers, I can look in scripture, comparative ritual, and theological writings past and present. I can find ample evidence, fulsome counsel by scholars and preachers, and assertions of the holiness of water at every level of our being. But when it comes to application of that understanding to practice, to protection of the watershed through social action, to conservation of the sources of water and the skein of aqua connection called watershed, leading ultimately to the greatest reserve of all, the ocean, I can also find the opposing counterforce of contradiction, indifference, and hypocrisy. It is not so much a conflict of right over wrong, it is more an unwillingness to deal with the complicated in-between. When this situation is incorporated into the economic and political ideologies of our time, all certainties seem lost, given over to paradox as the only explanation. We become caught in a confluence of countervailing currents, stalled logically in an illogical place, disabled, irresponsible, unaccountable, and ultimately victimized by our lack of commitment to the principles we uphold, the doctrines we declare, and the righteous conduct to which we aspire. How do we escape from this mental trap? First, we must want to. It is a convenient place to rest in a challenging time. I can remember my first few times swimming in the ocean, anxious in the depth, no line defining shallow over deep, no easy steps or ladder to hold on. I learned how to float, to suspend myself in the motion, relaxed, seemingly safe and resolved, until an anomalous wave up my nose swallowed brought me back to the reality of movement and need to swim for shore where I could safely stand. It was easy to sit along the sandy edge where I could do nothing and feel fine. Do nothing, feel fine. That is the trap, a contradiction in and of itself. That is the paradox we're in. It is just not good enough for religious commitment or for social engagement or for the search for a beneficial redemptive solution. The ethos unfulfilled remains, the urgent call unanswered. It's time to move beyond the walls of denomination and institutional truths. It is time to reject the dictates of the conventional compromise. It is time to abandon the paralysis of paradox and take our stand. In her 2016 book, Great Tide Rising, Toward Clarity and Moral Courage in a Time of Climate Change, Kathleen Dean Moore writes of improvisation as the instruction. Let the reliable rhythms of the moon and tides reassure you. Let the smells return memories of other seas and times. Let the reflecting light magnify your reflection. Let the rhythm of the rushing water flood your spirit. Walk and walk until your heart is full. Then you will remember why you try so hard to protect this beloved world and why you must. Unquote. The ocean is the first, not the last, alpha, not omega. It contains everything we need and must preserve to live right and true, all of us, on this earth, our home, on this water planet. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.